types of vegetables that grow above the ground?
Pumpkin, squash.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there a difference for you between a squash and a zucchini?
Or oh, yes.
What's the difference?
Well, to me, squash are green, and I mean yellow, and zucchini are green, but of course there are different kinds of squash too, but when I think of squash, I think it would be more yellow. But then, of course, you big green covered squashes, I remember those too.
Okay. So there's some squash that are green?
Yes.
But
yes.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't have zucchinis, I don't remember.
Okay.
Something rather new.
Okay, how about, did you have different terms for, like if you have a cherry or a peach, the hard part that's inside?
Pit?
Pit. Would you call, would a cherry have a pit and a peach have a pit, or did some of them have, were they all called pits?
Well, you'd call a stone. Some could be stones or sometimes pits.
Does it make a difference which type of fruit it is as to whether you call it a stone or a pit?
I think cherry stone and peach pit, probably.
Okay, and how about different names for peaches? Like different types of peaches?
Well, I think we remember most of the Albertas, that seems to be the most popular.
Okay. Okay, and how about what you would put with peanut butter?
Jelly.
Okay, and how about, gosh, I don't know how to describe this. They grow, they're like a type of fungus, and they grow on the ground. And
mushrooms, toadstools.
Okay, did you eat those when you were younger at all?
Very rarely, mushrooms. We knew what they were, and we knew not to eat them more than anything.
Okay.
They used to grow, come out after rain. We knew those were toadstools, but we never ate any of them.
Is there a way that you would distinguish the difference between a toadstool and a mushroom?
No, I don't think we knew the difference enough. We just knew to leave them all alone.
Okay. That's about all I know,
yes.
Too. Okay, how about different types of meat and milk in the old days, or things that were made from them?
Well, as far as meat, we had beef. And we had mutton, we had sheep, and we had pigs. Remember, when we always killed our pigs in the fall, and my dad would smoke and cure his own hams. And I remember he did very well, they were just delicious. And then they were stored in the grain bins to keep them during the winter and the summer too, because it kept them warmer in the winter and cool in summer.
So how long could you keep them for?
Oh, they would probably go into, depending on when they were killed. We would have ham most of the summer till the next time that they were killed. Then my mother would, my father made very delicious sausage. He put his own spices and things in it. And my mother would fry them and then bottle them and put the grease from the frying into the bottles and then seal them just as you would fruit.
Oh, that's really, that's
and
that really
it was the sausage, that was already cooked and then sealed in the bottles with the grease.
Oh, wow. I don't think I've ever heard of that before.
Then she could just open the bottle of sausage and heat it up again, take the grease off, of course.
Would you ever do that at all now, or is it just too easy to buy your own sausage?
It's too easy to buy your own. But those days, you see, when I'm talking about early days before we even had a car, and we had to come to Colville. Well, there was a local store, but they didn't keep meat. And so if we wanted any meat, we had to come to Colville except for what we had in our own